Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Soul Shine Podcast. This is the Soul Shine Podcast.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back. I know it has been a little bit of time. I have taken a much needed rest. to just rejuvenate and refresh my mind. But listen, Soul Shine listeners, we are back. We are back in business. And I'm not even going to say this isn't a season three. We're still in season two. We just took a little break and now we're back. And I'm so excited to be back with some fun topics. The next half of this season is going to just be me giving tools and different strategies to help navigate life and things that have helped me, that have blessed me. I'm going to share with you guys so that maybe it'll be a help and a blessing to you. And so I'm excited about the next couple of episodes. I have, like I said, taken a much needed rest. And for me, it's been great. I have so many things to share with you guys. I have so many things to talk about. But before we get into all of that, I just want to say, if you have not tuned in, then you need to go back and get caught up. But because I am so amazing and so grateful to y'all, I just kind of come back into it where we left off and just keep moving through. So you can pick up at any point, but remember, you need to tell your friend about Soul Shine because it is so worth it. And so without further ado, we are going to get started. So today's topic is going to be growth mindset. And for me, it has been a growing season. God has blessed me with many, many things. And with all of these things, I'm always asking God what the lesson is, right? Because, you know, if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing. And so I have been journeying through life with this mindset of, okay, God, I know that there are things that have happened and it has caused me to feel a certain way, but what is that? What am I supposed to do with that? And so I kind of always just rest in that. What am I supposed to do with this, God? So growth mindset, as I was preparing this topic and as I was thinking about it, the word thrive kept coming up. You know how somebody will ask you how you doing? And this is maybe just a cultural thing that happens among my people, but they'll say, I'm maintaining. And so when I think about that, I'm like, gosh, maintaining is so surface level, right? Like to maintain means to stay in that constant state of which you are in and not really progressing or moving forward. And because I am all about growth and I'm all about moving forward, I'm like, I don't want to just maintain. I want to thrive. And so that is something that I feel like I've been doing. So then I was like, well, me being the wordsmith that I am, I looked up what thrive meant. And thrive is to grow or develop well or vigorously. And so that's to prosper or to flourish. So when I think about growth and growth mindset, I think about thriving. So now when people ask me how I'm doing, I don't say I'm maintaining. I say I'm thriving, baby, because I am. I am growing, I am developing, and I am flourishing. And so today I want to talk about what that looks like. And I also want to catch y'all up on what's been going on with Soulshine and with me, and because I am Soulshine. So we ultimately need to know is where I've been at, right? It's been since March, since the last time. And in my head, I planned on letting y'all know. But to be honest, sometimes I feel like nobody's out there listening. So it's hard for me because when I get in that mindset, I'm just like, why do I need to catch them up? But I am reminded gently by people that are not just my family and my friends, but other people that are like, what's going on with the podcast? When the last time you recorded? That's when I know, like, okay, it's time for me to get back in the lab and get back to it. And so I had some really, really great adventures in India. And one of the conversations I had was with a gentleman who was like, me and him were talking and we were having such a great dialogue. And he was like, you should have a podcast. And I laughed because I was like, I actually do have a podcast. So here you girl is, I'm back. And we're going to talk about growth mindset today. So if you have not already done so, go get you some water, go get you something to drink, and let's dig into it. So I already started it off with what Thrive is and just getting into that growth mindset. So one of the things I do want to talk about is Soulshine and how we've grown and what things are happening to continue to help us grow. So I'm in school, and that sometimes poses a huge challenge with just trying to coordinate all of the things. I'm actually a full-time mental health professor at Galen College of Nursing. So I teach nursing students full-time on mental health. And so one of the things my students always ask me is like, do I have the same amount of 24 hours as everyone else? And I do. I just steward my time and I prioritize my time. And so one of the things that's been happening with Soulshine is I finally found a site that I can actually monetize some of my content. And that's been a blessing because it's allowed me to be able to do a few other things. And so one of those things is starting to use LinkedIn. And so if you don't have LinkedIn, if you are a professional, and even if you're not a professional and you want to be able to network with people and like-minded people, LinkedIn is a really good resource. And so God has put it in my heart that I need to utilize LinkedIn more. And initially I was like, oh my gosh, LinkedIn is not, but I have found that that is a really good platform. And I see some of my people moving towards that. So LinkedIn will be another way for you guys to find Soulshine and all things going on with Soulshine. I also am reconstructing my YouTube. I am actually going to get a whole new overhaul of YouTube. I'm changing my channel. In full transparency, I have used individuals who were supposed to help me and they didn't. And my YouTube channel basically did not. I thought I could monetize and I did all the things that I thought were going to help me be able to monetize. And guess what? It did not happen that way. There was deceptive activity being done and I was paying into it and I did not know. And so it's unfortunate, but you know what? I'm taking this as a time to rebrand. And one of the things that I think I realized was that I was allowing or putting my efforts into other individuals to help me grow Soulshine when I had all the tools that I needed. I just needed to make time and prioritize it. So in a part of my growth mindset, that is now where I'm at. So we're going to move. We're going to have some LinkedIn. We're going to have Instagram always. I'm still deciding on Facebook. I feel like I may reserve Facebook for my personal touches of being able to show that side of Jasmine. Obviously, I will put in, but Facebook is just one of those things. And so I'm actually working on getting a platform that will allow me to just post all of the things on one big swoop so that I'm not having to manually push all of that. And so I have taken back control of what Soul Shine looks like in the trajectory in which I want Soul Shine to go into. And so for me, it's important that I'm very transparent because I may not post every day because that's just not a realistic thing. But I do want to do better with being active, especially when it comes to the podcast. And so we have a new platform. We have LinkedIn. We're going to have a new YouTube channel. And then we're also going to have the platform. Red Circle is now where I'm hosting all of my podcast information. I do want to have exclusive content, and I'm working on what that looks like. I have been able and been very blessed to have different speaking engagements where I talk about emotional intelligence. And so because that is something that I feel is important to people, but I also have to keep some type of revenue coming in for my talents, right? And so I do think that I'm going to have a series on just emotional intelligence and breaking down each component. And so in an effort to give people who can't necessarily afford it an opportunity to get some of that, I will have little snippets of that in episodes with Soul Shine, but then I will have exclusive content that is just different series that I'll be running. And so the first one will be emotional intelligence, and it will just be me taking a deeper dive into what self-awareness, self-regulation, and empathy really looks like, and what emotional intelligence looks like, and how you can carry that out in all of your interpersonal relationships, not just in your immediate family, but in your career, within your community. And so these are all just growth things that are happening. Episodes with Soul Shine will be every bi-weekly. We'll have new episodes coming out, and this will carry into probably right into the end of the year. Normally around November, December, life starts to life for me. And so then I take a little break to recharge my battery. And so that'll definitely be kind of, we'll end out the year, and then we'll come back in January, like always, with a new season. So look forward to having, I have planned for at least 6 more episodes throughout. And so, like I said, that'll just kind of build off of this growth mindset and really kind of touch on topics of emotional intelligence. So that is what's going on with Soul Shine. And again, you can always DM me if you would like me to come and speak, or you think that I could possibly come speak somewhere. Hit your girl up. I am always available to speak. I speak to different groups, age groups, diversity groups, and so educational, professional, whatever the case may be. I am trying to get into my, what they call it, speaking bag. And so I actually just recently had a speaking engagement at a back to school event where I spoke to parents and adolescents as they were getting ready to enter back into the school year. And so I'm always down to come and speak. Prior to that, I have partnered with some of the local churches here in the area of Austin, Texas, and I have came in and I've talked about faith and how that ties into mental health and what that really looks like. What does that look like when an individual who is very strong in their faith is struggling mentally with what is needing to happen and what's going on with them, and how does the church support them? How does the clergy support them? And what kind of resources can they have so that they're better equipped to really help individuals who may be struggling mentally? Because the reality is that everyone who may be struggling may look different, and what they may be struggling with may look different. So with that being said, that is some of the latest things that's been going on. Some things that personally have been happening for me in my growth is I recently took on a position as with NAMI Texas. So if you're not familiar with NAMI, I do a lot of work with NAMI. NAMI is the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and they have different affiliates. They have an affiliate, they have a local, which for me would be Central Texas. And then they have NAMI Texas. And so NAMI Texas actually encompasses all of NAMI's local chapters in the Texas area. And so I actually am now a board member. And so I am an at-large board director for NAMI Texas. And that officially happened about 2 months ago. Unofficially, I applied and there was a lot of things that had to happen in order for that to happen, but it worked out. And so now I am officially the NAMI Texas at large board director. So I'm super excited about what that looks like. And so NAMI Texas has a huge push on wanting to bring diversity into the different sectors of faith-based communities, as well as just NAMI Texas or mental health in Texas as a whole. And so I am privileged. I am honored. I am on a board with some very intelligent individuals who have very varieties of careers. And so for me, it's an absolute honor to be on a board that is just doing such great work locally and even nationally. And so Texas in general is really just pushing and booming to really move forward and move that needle in that conversation about mental health. So I'll keep you guys updated. With that, I'm going to go ahead and plug in that NAMI Central Texas is having a walk that I'm actually a part of, and that's happening in September. And so September the 28th, and I'll have all of those details in the end of the Cliff Notes version of the YouTube. And so NAMI Central Texas is having a walk, and that is September the 28th. So if you are in the local area, please reach out to me. It is a very, very great walk. I participate in it every year. And my husband is actually going to be a food vendor there. So you can also get really good food and the resources that you may need. So if you or someone you know that may be struggling with mental health, NAMI Central Texas will be having their walk, and it is at the Long Center. So I will have those details available. So please, please, please join me. If you're not able to join, a donation is always very helpful. I also am working with the Austin Foundation Suicide Prevention. And that's AFSP. And they also have a walk in October. And so I will have those details in there as well. That walk is, I will continue to plug both of those walks. If you know someone who may have struggled or who struggled.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
individuals with mental illness and suicide specifically. There is a foundation here locally in the Austin area that helps support those individuals, as well as families who may have lost someone. So all of my socials I will be over time plugging in those, because that is coming up. I'm actually on the committees for those. And so if you cannot physically go to the walk and you want to be a part in donating or supporting, then please follow the link that will be in the Cliff Notes versions of this YouTube, as well as on the notes, the show notes in Red Circle. So again, that's NAMI Central Texas. They're having a walk September 28th, and the walk for the AFSP. Let me see. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm going to have to, I did not have it in my Cliff Notes here. So let me go and pull it up so that I can give y'all accurate information. You know, this is what I love about, and so that's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And so what I love about this is that I can always take stuff out. I have an editor who's real good at taking out stuff that I'm like, maybe don't need to do this. Okay. So that walk, y'all forgive me. Let me look it up. So that walk, I should know this, but as I've told y'all, I have 1,000,005 projects that I'm working on actively, at any given time. And so my email is failing me, and I'm trying to talk as I navigate through this. Okay. I started the team. But what's the details? Okay. The walk is October the 26th. So the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, that walk is actually October the 26th at 10 o'clock. And that is going to be at the Texas State Capitol in Austin, Texas. So that one is specifically for suicide prevention. So again, if you know anyone who may struggle or is struggling or has lost a loved one from suicide, then this is a very important cause. And this is something that you definitely should get behind. So please reach out to me, DM me personally if you have any questions or need any additional details about any of those things that I've mentioned. So NAMI Central Texas is September the 28th. And then the AFSP walk is actually October the 26th. I got it together, y'all. As many of y'all know, I am in school. I am currently 1 year down in my doctoral program, and your girl got a 3.7 GPA. Now, let me tell you, I was shooting for a 4.0, but my husband said to give myself grace, and so that is what I'm doing. I think a 3.7 is good, seeing since I only have to have a 3.0. So your girl has been rock-starring. Listen, it is very expensive, so if you want to contribute to my college fund, then by all means, send your girl some money, because I am not too proud to ask for what I need. And so if you want to send a donation your way to support my education, I'm down for it too. Or you can just subscribe to my exclusive material. That also helps fund my college. So school has been great. I feel really good. I really like that I'm a full-time faculty, because now I have a new found appreciation for my professors and what goes into being an adult professional, academia instructor, as well as an adult learner. And so school's been progressing. I got 2 more years, and you know, some days I know why I'm doing it. So I'd never want to just give it up, but financially it has been a struggle. In full transparency, paying for school as an adult and getting your higher education is not for the faint of hearts. Okay. It is definitely something that comes with a big overhaul. So, but I am progressing. It's going very well. I actually was awarded a scholarship with the Hogg Foundation, and I have, by the time this probably comes out, it will be public knowledge. And so, it is an honor. I applied for it. I got it. And let me tell you, that tremendously helped me fund my school. This is a scholarship that they give. The Hogg Foundation is actually really good with mental health and different advocacies and resources, especially here in the local area of Austin. They have a partnership with the University of Texas, and so they get a lot of grants and funding. And so they actually have more scholarships for healthcare professionals. So if you find yourself wanting to further your education, but you do not know how to do that, then this scholarship is available. This particular one was the Stephanie June scholarship. And so she was a worker who passed away from COVID. And so this scholarship was something that was in honor of her. For anyone who has a lived experience with mental health, as well as pursuing their degree in some type of facet in to help continue to move the needle in mental health. And so there's also social work. There's also doctoral level scholarships. So if you find yourself in need of help, and I think everybody can say that they need help, especially when you're trying to go to school, then this is a great organization. It's Hogg Foundation. They also have lots of grants for different things as well that they award yearly. So please check them out. I'm very blessed and honored to be a recipient of this scholarship. There's just been growth around, okay, right? So there is the India mission trip. And honestly, you know, I am going to share that mission trip as I kind of continue on and progress through. It is so much, like, I would not be able to give you all of that in this episode today. I do plan on continuing to discuss my India mission trip, as many of you and for the new people that have joined are listening. I like and love to do service work within the community as well as internationally. And one of the things that God has put on my heart is to do different service work throughout the world, right? And so it is not an easy feat. It's not always, as my wonderful auntie Ronnie says, it is a lifestyle of bittersweet, and you find joy and pain. And it's one of those things that you can be in the midst of joy, but then also understand what it's like to feel pain. And so it is like the pith of the fruit, where it is not always pleasant, but sometimes it's good for you. And so with India, it's been great. This year alone, I've been able to go to Guatemala and India. India's even more special because I got to share that experience with Josiah, which if you don't know who Josiah is, that's my 15-year-old, or that's our 15-year-old son. And so it was a blessing to get to experience something so profound and so divine with him. And so it is one of those things that over the next couple of episodes, I'm going to talk about, and I probably will continue to talk about, because it was just very life-changing for me to experience. And so I've been processing. I'm a very much of a person who wants to make sure that I'm getting and also just receiving what I need to. And so God has been really doing a new in me with just processing my emotions and what I experienced while I was on the trip. And honestly, it was a joy. And like I said, I will break down, I will intertwine my trip, but it helped me. It helped me really prepare for the growth mindset, but then also be able to talk about that. And so with growth, it's always important to understand that it is a forward movement, but then there's also times where you may have to sit in where you're at. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not growing. When we think about a plant, as you water and you nurture that, it may not grow but a couple of inches, and it may grow very slowly, but it doesn't mean that those roots are not being planted and cemented up underneath. And so when you think about growth, it's important to realize that sometimes growth is not always that physical change that someone else or you may even see. It may be that inner work that's happening deep down on the inside of you. And so with that being said, growth is going to look different for everyone. And growth isn't this exponential thing that happens. It is something that carries over and you continue. And that's why I mentioned growth mindset, because when I think of growth mindset, that is the forward movement of continuing to prosper and to flourish, and not just that, okay, well, I've grown and, or I've healed or I've overcome whatever challenges. Like, I'm still working. I'm still being watered. I'm still being nurtured, and I'm going to continue to move forward. And that looks like whatever it needs to look like for you in your growth season. And so one of the things I want to talk about is just some of the things that I do to help me with my growth and what activities have helped me. And so, you know, guys, I'm big on journaling. I'm big on doing things to promote self-care and self-wealth and self-help. And so one of the things that I have been actively doing, there is a new app called Soul Time. And that app is compiled of different Bible studies. It also has some meditations. And so I love it because it helps me with sleeping. And so what I've been able to do is they have different Bible studies that I listen to. And that really helps when it's time for me to go to bed and just to quiet my mind. I have gotten back into reading and actually reading for fun and reading some really good books. And so I'm currently reading a book that's called What Happened to You. And one day when I am not so tied into all the things, I'm going to start a book club. And I have all these great plans. And so my therapist has, we're working on boundaries and what that looks like and having and knowing how much gas is in my tank. And so as much as I would love to start a book club right now, I'm just not in that place where I can, but one day I'm going to have a book club. But until I do, I'll give y'all sweet little gems of books that I'm reading that is helping me process a lot of different emotions that I may feel on a day to day. And I've also started doing Pilates. So while I was on a mission trip, I met a wonderful lady. And she was like, I was telling her about how I just have different pains in my back and my neck. And she was like, you need to do Pilates. And at first I was like, okay, let me see. And I am notorious, and I'm just, you know, I told myself that these next episodes and just beyond that, I'm going to just be as transparent as I possibly can about what happens. And so that way, maybe it'll bless somebody else. So I am notorious for starting something and then maybe not continuing it out for various reasons. Sometimes I pick up a book and I might not return back to that book. And you know what? I have learned that that's okay. The goal is to complete the task at the given time. That goes back again to that growth mindset. So I might not always be able to finish what I need to finish in that moment, but by golly, I get back to it, right? And the job gets done. So one of the things is exercise. For me, I will start exercising and I may start an exercise routine and then your girl will just stop. Okay. And I don't know why, but I just do. And so I was like, I'm going to go get a membership because I also have that bad where I need to feel like I need to go purchase something. And God just whispered so sweetly in my ear. And he said, you do not need to go purchase no Pilates membership because you know, you're not going to be going to Pilates like that. How about you start at home? How about you just start doing it at home? Find a few on YouTube or, you know, your Apple phone who has a fitness guide that you can actually do all kind of activities on. How about you start there and then progress to a membership if you just feel like you want to get more? This was me being quiet because I was like, yes, Lord. So I've started doing Pilates. And let me tell y'all, initially, if you've never done Pilates, it is not like you might sweat a little bit, but it's not high intense by no means. Okay. And it's exactly what I need. It's exactly what your girl needs. So when I started doing it, I was like, okay, I don't really feel nothing. The next day, let me tell y'all, the next day, I was like, oh, this is what Pilates does. So your girl is mentor because I've been doing Pilates. And let me tell you, I looked in the mirror and was like, I can see the Pilates body coming through. It's only been 2 days. Okay. So it's not, but in my head, I'm out here Pilates. So once I finish recording today, I'm going to go do my Pilates. I'm actually recording on our 7-year anniversary. I cannot end the day without saying that, but it is our 7-year wedding anniversary to my wonderful, amazing support husband who is just my rock, my foundation, who just is the head of the household, who does whatever it needs to be done to make sure that we progress and we continue to grow as a unit. And so I am so very thankful for him and I'm so appreciative of him. But yes, your girl has started her Pilates. And so all of these things has helped me and it has helped me with my growth because what it's done is it's allowed me to say, you know what, these are the things that I need for the inner workings of me to continue to flourish and to continue continue to thrive. And so, guys, I know that I have given y'all the best 30 minutes and some tools. And so I want y'all to come back in a week and a half, right? No, in the week after next. That's what it is. The week after next, so that you can get filled up. We're going to go into talking about different topics when it comes to emotional intelligence. So I look forward to giving y'all a little piece of what I have been working on, what I have been incorporating into my life. And I am so, so glad. And y'all know what I'm going to tell y'all. If it's not a lesson, it's a blessing. And so you wonderful, good Soul Shine listeners, I hope to see you in the week after next. And you know what you need to do. Tell a friend so that they can tell a friend so that they can tell a friend and we can be back here again. Until next time. All right. Bye.
This is the Soul Shine Podcast. And remember, if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.